Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 5, recognize when you can go outside the normal. Are you in a rut in life or at work? Snap out of it. Although normal is easy and part of our routines, stepping out of our box can make a world of difference. Now, the important step is realizing when we can go outside the normal. We need to take the time to figure out when it is appropriate and when it is not. Consider yours and others' cultures and values and see how stepping outside of the normal will be affected by those. Also, determine your scope of authority. It may not always be appropriate for you to step outside of the normal. Now, make proper and well-thought-out decisions before taking action. Consider culture and values before acting. Culture and values plays an important role in most people's lives. Culture and values dictate our thoughts, our actions, and how we live day to day. It is something to be taken seriously. Before taking action, we need to always think before
doing.
Created
with free version for non-commercial use.
This is an important concept that we all should utilize. We should think about the benefits and negatives of our actions. We should consider how it affects people in different ways in both personal values and one's culture. When acting, consider if the action is neutral to other individuals' cultures and values. You need to think, are you going to be a prescriptive person that uses their authority to express opinions, even if it affects others? You need to determine who you want to be and if that person will negatively or positively affect others. Is your action going to be encouraging or discouraging to a person and their beliefs? We need to think positive and not only look for the gain that occurs in an action, but how it affects others as well. We need to not judge others, but keep our actions neutral. Before acting, consider neutral versus prescriptive actions, encouraging versus discouraging actions, judgmental versus non-judgmental actions.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Before we can step outside of the normal, we must consider if we should. Is it in our authority to take action in some way or make a comment regarding a situation? We all have places in our job that we need to respect. It shows initiative to work harder than your actual job, but you do not want to go over your supervisor or other head honcho's head. We all have a given or understood scope of authority with our positions. To understand our scope of authority, it is important to understand what it is. It is the power delegated to an employee to carry out business. This is typically assigned by the company or the supervisor. It may be spoken or unspoken terms. We ourselves must determine if we are crossing the line when taking the initiative or doing something positive for the company and/or ourselves. Communicate ideas. Communication is the key to success. Without proper communication, our ideas will never be
heard or be
able to flourish.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
How you communicate your ideas is directly related to the response you get back. Communication is not a one-way process, and you must consider how the other person perceives you. Enhance communication by using positive qualities when conveying information. Positive qualities when communicating ideas: being warm, friendly, and open, being honest, making the idea exciting and interesting, being organized when presenting the idea. Negative qualities when communicating ideas: being stiff and stuffy, being closed off, being patronizing, not being fully honest, vagueness and irrelevant information, being unsure of the idea being conveyed. Act on solutions. When deciding to act, it is important that you have the proper solution for a cause. Think out your idea. Do not act impulsively. Do not act just to act. Do your research on the matter and be
well
prepared.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Once you are ready to act, make sure you put effort into your action. Do not limit yourself. Act so there is a solution. Take the initiative and make a difference. Before acting on solutions, think about fixing what you can, never blaming others, fixing the right problem. If the problem reoccurs, determine why and fix it, listening to others. Case study. Kim and Casey both work for the same company. They work for their supervisor, Andrew. Andrew encourages ideas but wants ideas to be discussed with him before taken into action. Kim has been talking to Casey about ways to improve the workplace and make it more efficient. Kim wants to implement her ideas ASAP and feels she should be able to implement them because the ideas are well thought out. Kim feels she does not need approval for this. Casey told Kim that she is exceeding her scope of authority and should never go above Andrew's head.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Andrew is very open about ideas, but always wants to hear them first to ensure that the ideas are a right fit for the workplace. Kim agreed with Casey. Kim made an appointment with Andrew. Andrew heard the idea and thought it was amazing. He did make certain modifications to it, which made it better. By talking to Andrew first, the idea went up the correct employment chain, and the idea was made even better.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.